I'm lying awake in my bed and I wish you were here. I'm tired and lonely and horny without you, my dear. I'm writing a manifesto.
You are listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, brought to you by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero.
I'm floating away from my pillow.
I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this is show number 325 for October 28th, 2012.
Out of my shell, I'll be the penny if you be the wishing well.
And the music you're listening to in the show is by Lily Frost from the song Enchantment, and it's also from the album Sin Magique. Okay, coming up in the show, I think you're really going to like the show because we are interviewing a woman business owner with her staff, all gathered around the microphone, and we chat informally as we discuss the unique adventures in Alaska. The Home Base Travel Agent Show is an affiliate member of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, and they recognized us as a valuable resource for the travel trade community and made us an affiliate member earlier this year, so we want to thank them for that. And you know, I also want to thank all of you loyal listeners to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. You know, the motivation to produce this show, 325 shows, wouldn't be there if it weren't for you, the loyal listeners. So I want to thank you for that. And our address on Facebook is www.facebook.com/HBTAS. The initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And we have several likes out there on Facebook, and I want to thank you if you've been over there and liked us. If you haven't, stop over and give us a like. Also, I want to mention that Google and FeedBurner, which is a part of the show, we use FeedBurner to produce the RSS feed, and I don't want to get too technical on this, but it's the feed that delivers the subscription, one of the feeds, I should say, that delivers the subscription to your inbox, either through iTunes or your favorite podcast receiver. And Google is no longer going to support the audio portion of the RSS feed through FeedBurner, which means the ability to subscribe to the Home Base Travel Agent Show will not be there if you are subscribing through the Blogger interface, or if you're looking at the show through Blogger. I will discontinue using Blogger and the Google FeedBurner RSS feed beginning in January. So what you want to do is go to iTunes and make sure you're subscribed to the feed that has the icon of the little house and the airplane flying over the house. That's the feed, RSS feed, that will continue to work from here on out beginning in January. So make sure you're subscribed to, on iTunes, the feed that has the icon with a little house, smoke coming out of the chimney, and the airplane flying over. So that's the proper one. And also, if you're looking at the show through Blogger, you will see the appropriate RSS feed to drop into iTunes or your favorite podcast receiver. So I just want to let you know that the old FeedBurner feed is going away. Now, we're still there. We will be available for everyone, but just not through the FeedBurner and the Google feed. So make sure you take a look at that. I look at the statistics, and I do believe that most of you are subscribed to the proper feed. But if you're not, you may want to take a look and just resubscribe in iTunes using that icon I described earlier. So with that, what I want to do is get right into the show. And again, I think you're going to enjoy this one. Some great stories about Alaska coming up here. So with that, we will get right into the show, and here we go. Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We're back to you once again, bringing you another co-hosted segment, and I have Laureen Romero here, and we have, along with us, a room full of people. So I'll let Laureen explain that and introduce our guests and everybody else that's on board here. So take it away, Laureen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barry. It's great to be back on the show. I know we've had a short hiatus, but it's really good to be back, and I'm very proud to be able to introduce our speaker for this session. She's wonderful. I've met her in person. It's a joy. She's got two other people with her. I will have her tell who they are, and they're part of this great company that I had the privilege of meeting while I was up in Anchorage in March when we were there for the certified Anchorage agents, which was wonderful. It was provided by the Visit Anchorage group of people. And one of the areas that we went into was this wonderful office with this company that's women-owned, women-run, and they were amazing. And I had the honor of meeting the owner of this company. It's called Salmonberry Tours. I have since booked a couple of my clients with them, and my clients have come back and said they've gotten wonderful, wonderful service. So I'm planning on booking more of my clients with Salmonberry Tours. But I would like to introduce the owner of Salmonberry's. This is Candace McDonald. Hello, Candace.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thank you for being on our podcast. I know this is your first podcast, so we promise to be gentle and sweet.
Thank you.
And who's the little gaggle of geese in the background who are trying to be quiet?
They're trying really hard to be quiet. I have here with me my general manager, Mandy.
Hello.
And our reservations manager, Deborah Don.
How you doing?
That's two first names. So these are the two gals who pretty much run things right here in town, right here in our office.
And you have a wonderful office, I can say, because I've been in it. It's beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit, Candace, about yourself and how you came to develop this company and how you work with travel agents.
Well, a little bit of history. 2005 is when I started the business, and initially with walking tours. It's a very low investment way to begin. However, people were immediately looking for something more than that, so I acquired a vehicle, and we have since acquired 12 employees and 5 vehicles in the last 7.5 years, so it's gotten pretty large, and that's where we stand right now. At 7.5 years. So we've just finished our 8th busy summer season and looking forward to winter, which is what we're focused on.
Right. So you have pretty much 2 different types of seasons, winter and summer. Tell us a little bit about the winter season, because it's coming up, and it would be great for agents to know what resources they have available if they have clients that are heading your way.
Yeah, perfect. Alaska is a land of 2 seasons, so we don't have much of a spring and much of a fall here in Alaska, so we're either bright and sunny or snowy and magical. Winter is the one coming up. It's actually already been snowing here. Nothing really sticking right here in town, but definitely getting us excited for dog sledding, which is our most popular winter tour and a favorite among our tour guides as well. So everyone likes dog sledding the best. And of course, during winter, Iditarod happens, which is when I saw you last. That's our absolute favorite time of year. So we have the most fun with that. We work with Dallas CV, who won the 2012 Iditarod. And so cheer for Dallas this year. calls for winter are coming in. We have Iditarod packages and summer packages for next year in the works.
Great. So if I were calling in to inquire about the upcoming winter package, tell me a little bit about it.
Well, the main attractions are dog sledding and snowmobiling, or if you do it during the Iditarod, of course, we have the Iditarod official start, the Iditarod ceremonial start. The Mushers Banquet. It's our favorite event that kind of gets everything rolling. And you can see the mushers draw their bib numbers, and that really gets everyone a chance to see what they look like, where they're going to be starting in the race, so what time of day during the start they need to focus their attention for their favorites. And then all of our package guests sit together at the banquet as well, so we all get to know each other and the people you're going to be spending the next few days with. And we do a checkpoint flyout, which is kind of the culmination of everything. You fly out to an actual Iditarod checkpoint. Because then the mushers are really in the race by then, and you see not just the fanfare of the beginning of the race, but them actually hard at work and competing, nervous or not nervous, and changing hundreds of dog booties and getting ready to leave the next checkpoint. It's very intense, very exciting. So those are the highlights of the winter packages.
Perfect. So what you started in doing this, and I'm going to ask the same questions to Mandy and Deborah Dawn, too. So what got, so see, I'm going to rope them in whether they wanted or not.
You mean me personally, what got me started?
Absolutely.
Well, I was in shipping before. So my family owns a fairly major shipping company. Well, fairly major for Alaska, fairly major shipping company. And that's where I was. And then I decided I needed to switch industries just a little bit. I don't know if you've ever worked for your family before, but I just wanted to get into something a little bit different than what I grew up in. And tourism is such an attractive, exciting business. And it was one of many ideas, Salmon Berry Tours. And I chose this one because it seemed to be, I like to work with people. So it seemed to be the one that was most aimed at my interests. So that's how I got into it. Fairly random, in fact.
Nice. Very nice. Well, and you're very good at it. I'm always happy when I call the office that you're there. And I love caller ID because then you can harass me and you don't have to be nice to me. Like,
because then I can say fun things when I answer the phone.
So, Mandy, pull your chair up. Talk to us.
All right. I actually got started. I met Candace through a friend of a friend, and I was, strangely enough, working in interior design. And so I can design your bathroom for you, Lorraine, if you ever need that. But it wasn't where I was supposed to be. And talking with Candace, I was like, well, I guess I'll try this out for a little bit. And it was, we were fairly young at that time. So yeah. We weren't exactly sure if we were going to make it.
I needed a lot of help. And I was training Mandy as a tour guide, but like 2 hours into day one, I think we knew that we were destined to be together.
Yes, she's my work wife.
That's right. And you have a baby.
I do. Yeah, we have the first Salmon Berry baby. However, Candace has our second one on the way.
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you. February. Well, it'll be an Iditarod baby, so get excited.
Nothing like picking the most important busy time of the year for you to have the baby.
Yes. The girls were mockingly proud of me for that.
Yep.
Great. And Deborah Dawn.
Yes. Well, you know, I've lived in Alaska since I was 17 and started my career here as a banquet chef, been a banquet chef for 20 years, and realized that there are no chairs in the kitchen. however, I found that the tourism industry was really lends itself to my experiences as an Alaskan, and all the things that I've done here in Alaska makes it easy to talk to people about coming to Alaska and spending time touring in Alaska. One of my favorite things to do is to spend time outside. So after meeting Candace and Mandy, I realized that there was a nice niche for me here in the Salmon Berry world. And the best part about my job is I'm on vacation every day with somebody. And when you were here, I was on vacation with you.
Excellent.
Great way to think of it.
Well, and it's that, you know, what I'm hearing is it's a passion for you.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Yeah, which is what brings the human touch to your company, which is what attracted me to you originally, because when I was there, you weren't able to be on our itinerary because you were involved in the Iditarod. But oh no, Gail and I and another agent, Sandy, who you are currently working with, I understand, had to barge over and go and check out your office because that's the way we are. And we're so warmly greeted and just loved your company. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you ladies about is, how do you work with travel agents? I mean, I'm sure you have people walking up off the street. You have a great location, but how do you actually work with travel agents and connect with them? Because I know you on my end, but I want to know your feelings about it because you do it so well.
Thank you. The location is great for walk-ins, but we work with plenty of travel agents, and different agents like to do it different ways, and that's fine. We have packages and day trips. So some agents like to package their own Alaska and just include some of our day trips or some of our transportation. And then other agents really enjoy just getting a whole package from us. So it's all commissionable, of course, and any possible length and style of package. Our new passion is culinary tours, so that's what we've been working really hard at developing. We've had a chocolate tour for several years, and it has morphed into a full-on culinary tour, which we're incredibly excited about. And that's, the chocolate tour is definitely a winter seller. So people, that one's very attractive for winter guests. And then we have week-long culinary, like more of a cook your catch kind of things in the works that we're excited about getting some agents on for fans so they can sell that all as one package.
We would oftentimes get random calls from travel agents who aren't familiar with Alaska, and they just need a little bit of help, which sometimes turns into a lot of help,
yep.
Which we're more than happy to work with and help other people discover how to package Alaska.
We think of ourselves as teachers sometimes.
Yeah, kind of like your local, like you're not there, but you can trust us to make sure that once your guests are here, we can make it as smooth as it needs to be.
Absolutely. It sounds like you do a lot of concierge sort of thing. You're there.
Yes.
Saleable.
Yes. Dinner reservation.
In a big way.
Yeah. Making sure that, you know, some people, they don't necessarily know what company they're going with. So, like, they'll come in and they might have booked through an agent. They don't know exactly which company, but we know everybody that's up here.
Right.
So we can help them track down that company and just double check things if they need to be double checked. And it's just... it's very nice to offer that personalized service.
Absolutely. I had a client just recently, I booked her with you, and I said, if there's any issue at all, we'll be able to fix it. And she had the best time. She, the good and the bad, she's on Facebook a lot. The good part is there's too many messages around the Giants right now. That's the bad part. The good part was that she totally chatted you guys up on Facebook, that she was having a great time. And that's
We said, yay.
Exactly. So how do you market yourselves? How do you get people to know about you?
We have several marketing channels. Actually, Visit Anchorage is one of the biggest. So we do a number of programs with them. They, of course, have listings for members, so we're a member. And we also do a number of extra marketing programs through Visit Anchorage. And then also through the Alaska Travel Industry Association. And then through a number of other operators. So there's local packagers, like local receptives, that we sell trips through, and then our own website and a little bit of social marketing.
And word of mouth, some people,
yeah,
a travel agent had booked maybe a free day in their package, and then they go back and, you know, tell their travel agent, hey, check out Salmonberry, I had a really good time. And then we'll get an email from that travel agent saying, you know, my client had a great time, you know, what's your offering?
Of your
Do you do? And maybe they can fill in the days if somebody wants something to do that free day.
So we get a lot of word of mouth connections that way and a lot of return travelers.
Nice. Candace is always in a meeting somewhere with somebody,
yeah.
Trust me.
Thrice daily. That's my meeting schedule.
There you go. Now you were talking about 3-day packages. What kind of, we didn't talk about your summer packages. Can you talk about one or two of them?
Sure. So we've got fully guided and self-guided packages. So self-guided would be if we put you on a Seward to Denali package where your transportation is the train and the guests may or may not be in a Salmonberry vehicle during that time and they wouldn't have a guide with them. So that's a self-guided where we get all the attractions that they want into the package and they travel by train. A fully guided one like the Kenai Culinary Tour is one where the guide picks you up at the airport or your guests up at the airport and the guide is with the guests the entire time. So through the different towns and the different hotels and every activity, and it's all like pre-planned and pre-booked and fully guided. So the Kenai Culinary is a 6-night where we'll do several different types of seafood, fishing or acquiring and cooking as part of that tour. So So those are like the two extremes, like fully guided or self-guided.
Yeah, and the nice thing
somewhere
about
in the middle exists.
Yeah, and the nice thing about our packages, especially the summer ones, is and the self-guided ones, is if you can tell us what's on your client's wish list, then we can customize things very easily on our day trips, especially.
Yeah, that's what's great about self-guided, is it can be anything that any one client wants. And then the fully guided set departure tours, we usually will end up with about 8 people, which is a nice small group. And they may or may not be traveling together, but they're going to know each other by the end. So those are great fully guided ones.
Great. And when I was there in March, I was very impressed by your tour vehicle. You had just gotten it. It was beautiful. You're even putting in a new chair.
Yes. Yes, we were
in fact, installing a chair. We've gotten 2 more of those since then. So we now have several vehicles like that one. And that's our plan for our future fleet as well. We've zeroed in on that being our favorite vehicle. Very comfortable, individual seats, seat belts for everyone.
You can stand up in it.
That's what everyone loves the most about it. Yeah, you get in. You walk up the little steps and right down the aisle to your seat, and so everyone has plenty of space and plenty of window room. So we're very proud of those new vehicles.
Oh, excellent. So in how many staff do you have now for being out in the field?
There are 7 year-round staff, so there's 4 of us that are in the office and 3 on the road year-round, and then we add...
We have
4 or 5
yeah.
more in the summer.
Okay. So you've got reliable staff, great transportation, great itinerary, and a variety. If you have a travel agent calling and they want to put together a package, you can arrange hotel, day tours, longer tours.
Mm-hmm. That remote things like the Arctic Circle, Barrow, Native Village tours, bear viewing is so popular. We have several different areas you can do that. So we can arrange any adventure, honestly.
We also work with budget travelers. We work with a lot of folks that are definitely on a budget or traveling with a family. And we also book Alaska Marine Highway type of packages so they can travel by ferry to the other southeast communities.
And that works great for budget travelers.
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's great. And one of my clients did a helicopter tour, so, you know, you've got full range.
Yes, the helicopter
glacier dog sledding is unreal.
It's absolutely the best thing you can do in Alaska, honestly.
Well, so amazing. Well, and I'm looking at your website right now. Are you doing Northern Light packages?
We are.
I just did one last night.
Tell me about that.
We go north to, well, on the most popular one, we go north to Talkeetna. So we don't leave until late evening. And we get to Talkeetna and we have homemade soup and bread and dessert while we listen to a presentation by a lovely Talkeetna local resident that we call the Star Lady. She has a name, but we like to call her the Star Lady. And she zeroes in on where our clients are from and how the night sky in Alaska looks different than the night sky at their latitude, which gets people really kind of honed in on, oh yeah, how does the night sky look in my latitude? Some people never see the night sky in their latitude, and she talks about what causes the aurora and at, you know, when, how, why, where, in different constellations and what we're going to see tonight. And then we all gear up in snowshoes and warm gear. And we go outside around midnight looking for the Northern Lights. And then we sleep at a historic roadhouse. That's where we eat as well. They have the best food in the world. And we get up in the morning and have an amazing breakfast. And deeper into the winter, we go dog sledding on the way back, which right now it's a little too early for that, but...
Soon.
Mandy's going to do her snow dance today. It always works.
Yep, it does. It always works. Last year was record year for me, Lorraine.
Record. We had record snowfall.
Okay, I get it now. That was you.
It was.
Well, this is great, ladies. You sound like you have something for everybody, which is wonderful. And I really am thrilled that we connected for you to be able to be on the show. Barry, can you turn your mic on and see if you have any questions for our women in the background?
Well, you know, right off the top of my head, I can't think of any questions other than, you know, what happens? How do people gather at your location? How do you find people when they get to Alaska?
Clients? We do door-to-door service, so we'll pick people up at their hotel. So some people just happen across our office, and then the fun begins from there. But other people book in advance, and we just collect them at the door of their hotel and guide them every step of the way.
We keep people in tune at the local hotel levels, at the concierge levels, at the visit anchorage level. So when visitors are wandering into their establishment and say, what's there to do around here? They say, oh, you need to go over and see Sam and Barry Tours.
Okay.
Right. And what's wonderful is that when you work with agents, I know that you say, what hotel are they at? And one of the things that I really appreciate, really? They book there?
Do we really say that?
I know that you're not allowed any favorite children. But when a client wants to book their own booking, you know, there's nothing you can do about it, but I could include you on their tours.
No, yeah. That's true. And we pride ourselves on our quality. And sometimes if we discover that people haven't made the reservation, we try to steer them towards something that they're going to be more comfortable and safe in.
We know
Anchorage very well.
Well, great. So tell us how our listeners can reach you. I know you have a website, so give us that, a phone number, and if you're on Facebook, how do people reach out to you?
SalmonBerryTours.com. So it's salmon like the fish, if anyone hasn't caught on to that part, and berry like a salmon berry, tours.com. That has, you know, the most descriptive pieces of what we do on the website, and we have a local number and a toll-free number. So the local number is 907-278-3572, and then toll-free is 888-878-3572. So I think international callers have better luck with the 907-278-3572 number. We are on Facebook also under Salmonberry Tours.
And also visit anchorage.com.
And also, if you go to the website, you have a newsletter.
What's that?
I said I noticed on the website that you have a way, you know, to communicate with people. A newsletter, which I don't know if you send out very often, but...
We're getting better at it.
So people can just, on the right-hand side of our website, you can click to sign up for the newsletter and everyone can just enter their email address right there, and you automatically are on the newsletter list. And then it comes to your email.
Great. It's all about communicating with people, which is another reason for the podcast, is we want to be able to bring it to another level for you, and be able to have people know about you, because you're definitely a worthwhile company for people to connect with. So I want to thank you again for being on the show. Really appreciate it. And you guys totally rock. And see, look.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lorene.
Thank you.
Barry, how do our listeners reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, Barry, at hometravelagent.net. And the Homebase Travel Agent Show is on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, which is the initials for Homebase Travel Agent Show. And Lorene, how do they reach you?
You can reach me at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. My personal Facebook page is Lorene R, and I've just started up my work Facebook, which is Sharp Tongued. That one I now went to 60 people. I'm excited.
Great.
coming along. My regular Facebook page has a few more than that, and it can be a little overwhelming. We all know how Facebook has become, but that's how people would reach me. So thank you again, Candace and gang, and glad you guys were on the show. And Barry, we'll talk with you next time.
Yeah, and thank you, Mandy, Deborah, Dawn, and Candace. Great having you all on. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Laureen, and thank you, Candace, Mandy, and Deborah Dawn for a great interview. I really appreciate it. And we'll be coming back to you next month in November. And once again, we're going to be publishing the show later on in November because of Thanksgiving, which falls right about the middle of November. So we won't be doing an interview until later in the month because it's hard to get everybody together. And I'm also going to be out of town. I'm going to be visiting family out in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So we will be doing the show once again late in the month of November. So we look forward to having you aboard then. And until then, everybody take care, stay healthy, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
I'm tired and lonely and horny without you, my dear. I'm writing a manifesto, sending a telegram. I'll be a lady if you be a gentleman. I'm floating away from my pillow and into the woods. I'm finding my way to your heart by the light of the moon. The forest can tell I'm under your spell. You're taking me out of my shell. I'll be the penny if you be the wishing well. I'm floating away from my pillow and into the woods. You said you wouldn't go because you told me so, but I knew that you would. Enchantment, enchantment. Gonna get me high. Guided by the stars above, the whisper in my ear. I feel the kind of lonely, only you can understand. I'll be a lady if you be a gentleman. Diary, diary knows me well. I could write all day and I never would be done. The sun is in my heart and the moon is in the sky. I'll be the riddle if you be the lullaby. There's a little cafe at the end of the world. Everybody knows that's where everybody goes. So I knew that you would. Enchantment, enchantment. Gonna get me high.